Distance, keep us in its wake. Our half-deserted streets keep impossible equations. Fedayeens and mujahideens, the old city, cities and jiddus, nights, all night, digging. Digging for body parts, for anything that was once part of them. Arm, leg, finger, a sliver of hair. Without water or prayer, we continue walking to all the borders we can reach. Somewhere different each time. We are neither breath nor death. We are a body of holes, a skull of silence. Witness the gaze. The bruised child, the throat of our national song, our heart stopping time as we leave our conversations in a broken ashtray somewhere in this divided country. Women weave thread after thread, lost songs of Palestine, Kulthum, buildings built and torn down, the way home changing as the city does, with every bomb, a new wall. The years grow taller past the unopened doors. We continue to dance, hands swaying the air. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we will never leave. From Jaffa to Marseille, how does one begin to understand the difference between Sabah al-Khair and Bonjour, the difference between the city of lights and blackouts? C'est comme cela. Tout change, Habibti. But our names stay the same. Our eyes remain our memory. I sing Inshallah in French as I walk les banlieues parisiennes, walk through Barbès, Bercy, Saint-Denis, Rue Babeloued, uncertain, looking for what I am most certain of. Wait for my lover in Nazareth, whom I write to years later. Love, you never saw my hair grow out, nor did you see me cut it. You never asked me about the men I betrayed for you, nor did I ask you about the windowsill that held the hissing between our lips, a glass of wine shattered on the cement floor, silence broken in a room too small to survive. We were lost again. This time, we did not pretend. We were prepared for our tendencies. Will we ever smell the sweet scent of morning in Haifa again? Remember the faces who never slept in our bed. Is your throat swollen with history? They divided us. Dead Sea, trenches, a verdict, a verse, a voyage. Never mind. Tell me the color of your hat, if you will arrive on time for death. Je n'ai jamais oublié ce que tu n'as pas cessé de me dire. La terre ne ment jamais. Et maintenant, les Antilles. The ticking of bombs, abandoned, somewhere we never find. Between the dance of darkness, in the island of Boukman, Tap Tap, Tabukombo and Sweet Mickey. In the streets of Port-au-Prince, Haïti chérie, plus bel pays, Cité Soleil, where the sun forgets and people compete for the heavens. With baskets on their heads, perfectly balanced, walking at all speeds, counting their steps, their days, hoping to find God in the poor hands of another. I leave with the Creole. Tioul, zombie, réfugié, testament, malé. Leave the soft drumming of shadows. Leave our sleep. We did, but we had to. But it was not enough. New England, quiet echoes, raindrops, autumn leaves, an alley of tiny butterflies, the difference between where we are from and where we now live. The years, behind a broken door, my father's grief, I understand nothing. Only later do I hear the Arabic in his footsteps. I walk through Fenway Park, through streets with names that escape me, their stories of sea, their night cries at a stranger's grief. I understand, no one can bear partings. Only the stationery I left in that apartment remembers what I might forget to say. But time looks different now. It wears another hat and owns a car. And we are comfortable in foreign tongues. But the music that continues to move us is a melody from the east, an opening of whispers in our shivers. We land somewhere we recognize. The Spanish language. Rows of immigrantes playing dominoes, drinking rum, paint, peeling, secrets falling on floors. We reach the Miami beat, Cubano dreams in South Beach, La Revolución, Azúcar, carnivals, hurricanes and superstitions. Speak about La Tierra de Dios while living in a tower on Collins, where everyone visiting is considered suspicious. A word we know, a reality we understand. Leaving, we survive. Too many highways, we head south. Santo Domingo, Isla Dulce. Listen to Bachata, Juan Ruiz Guerra. Speak about Sosa, El Camino Real, Las Calles in la Zona Colonial. Where priests and witches, small hells and bitter plains live between the hours, between the cracks of doors. Between conjugations of verbs we do not know, in the past, the future, tense, but keep practicing. And behind edificios and torres are barrios, a world of blackout, apagón, stillness, splitting, portraits of a daily war. The stains of ashes, of dust between lips. We leave mosquitoes and mamawana, pack our pictures. The sweet taste of sugarcane, the caress of coconut in our mouth, as if we can hold on to everything we pass through, as if we can remember our past, think of our future as if it were sure to come. Why do we insist on disappointing ourselves? The past or the future, suspense or dream, instead of hoping the present. English verses and riverbanks at midnight uncover the broken vases of whispers hidden in Shakespeare's country. As I cross the different faces of the wind, a past, I passed in words and dreams, Yeats and Beckett, smoking shisha on Edgware Road. The mist, a room I could disappear in. The odd colors found in Portobello Market, a way into a small muse in London, where I came to know the silent rain inside of me, as the Thames had come to the rhythm of my breathing. I arrive in New York, witness barbers cutting the hair of men, faces vanishing without returning for morning coffee, shadows on my forehead, war in old newspapers, frost on the winter windows, the past. A bedroom I once slept in. I wear my jeans, tennis shoes, walk Broadway, past Columbia, read Said and Twain, wonder why we are obsessed with difference, our need to change the other. I wait for the noise to stop, but it never does. So I go to the tip of the Hudson River, recite a verse from Ibn Arabi, and between subway rides to that place I now call home, listen to Abdel Halim and Nina Simone and hunt for the small things I have lost inside of myself at the corner of Bleecker and Mercer. Through a window with faded Arabic letters, I see a New York Depkin. It is later than it was a while ago, and I haven't moved a bit. My voice still breaking into tiny pieces when I introduce myself to someone new and imagine I have found my way home.